One word can change your life. One word can make the difference between success or failure. One word can influence your today as well as shape your tomorrow. Here's our host, Dr. Craig Lauterbach.
Welcome back to another episode of One Word. In this podcast, I'll be talking about how to protect yourself from falling. Now, I'm not referencing a physical collapse, but rather a principle that will equip you both morally and spiritually to stand. People stand for something or someone on a daily basis. It could be for their own benefit or the benefit of someone else. Have you ever heard the idiom, take a stand? It's actually found in the dictionary. Webster's definition reads, to assert an opinion or viewpoint, to defend one's values or beliefs. History records those who chose to take a stand. Martin Luther took a stand, which resulted in the Reformation. The founding fathers of our nation took a stand for freedom and democracy. President Abraham Lincoln took a stand against slavery in this nation. The United States, Great Britain, and France took a stand against the Nazi and imperialist movement. And spiritually, this same principle is true. Change is not possible until you take a stand. The Apostle Paul talks about this in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13, which reads, therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. The believers Paul is writing to understood adversity. They face persecution daily, all because of their faith. And if you choose to walk by faith, you'll experience opposition as well. And when those times come, Paul says to put on the full armor of God. Players in the NFL are like modern-day gladiators. In fact, a friend of mine, Joe Jackson, who played for the New York Jets and Minnesota Vikings, said this, NFL could also stand for not for long because of the rigor of the sport. How long would these players survive without the proper equipment? And the same is true for every Christian. How long would you survive life without putting on God's armor as a protection? God's armor provides you with the necessary resources to withstand the opposition Satan sends your way. Like it or not, you're in a battle for your mind, your family, your morality, values, integrity, character, and your soul. And if he wins those battles, then he'll win the war in your life. That's why you need to learn how to stand. God's armor is God's word. When you fill your heart and mind with the word of God, that will translate into your spirit. The Bible is more than a historical account. The same word that created the heavens and the earth is the same word found in Scripture. The Bible in your bedroom, your office drawer, hotel room, center console of your vehicle, or local library. It is alive and active. And if you speak the word of God in the face of opposition, you will stand your ground and win. This is what the saints of old did. It's what Jesus did, the apostles in the early church, and it's what God is calling you to do. When you stand for God, he will stand for you. But if you stand without him, you stand alone. There is a call on your life, and the only way to answer it is by choosing to stand. Well, that's it for now. And until next week, remember to choose your one word wisely.
Thank you for listening. One Word is a weekly podcast with best-selling author and pastor, Dr. Craig Lauterbach. Make sure to subscribe and leave a review. Join us next week for One Word.